Queendom. Welcome to episode 127 of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I'm your co-host, Emily.
And I'm your co-host, Charity.
We have a spooky show for you this week. That's right. We didn't forget it's Halloween. And we have a fun segment coming up later in the episode. But first, we're going to give you full reviews of new music from Monsta X's Kian. Kian's first comeback, an EP called Youth, came out this week. Then we're going to talk about Dreamcatcher, the ladies of Dreamcatcher. They didn't win our poll a couple weeks ago. It doesn't matter. We're going to talk about this comeback. And ITZY. ITZY put out an English language song called Boys Like You. We're going to give you our thoughts on that one. We've got a fun Halloween segment, like I mentioned. We have a really fun quiz for you this week. Then we're going to talk about Stray Kids. It's not an episode of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast if we don't talk about our boys, Stray Kids. Speaking of Stray Kids, MAMA nominations came out. You know we have thoughts on this. We're going to break it down for you. A lot's been happening this week in the world of K-pop around the group Omega X. We're going to talk about it. We have a lot of thoughts. Of course, we're going to touch on that. That's going to be later in the episode. And we've got other K-pop news and a bunch of other stuff to talk about in the K-pop world. But first, Charity, how are you doing this week?
I'm good. I'm excited for Halloween. I have my full-size candy bars ready to hand out. Very excited.
So you're passing out candy to trick-or-treaters.
Yes, I love it. I get probably more excited than they do.
Yeah, it's cute to like see costumes and stuff.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. I'm going to go out for Halloween this year. I'm going to dress up. It's going to be fun. I haven't done that in years. So
yeah, we used to have some fun Halloweens. Woohoo.
I know. This will be my first one in LA. So I'm looking forward to it. Some good friends are visiting and we're going to have a fun weekend. I'm going as Cassie from Euphoria. So for anyone out there that watches Euphoria, that's the costume. I'm still putting it together. This is last minute. We will see how it turns out. But it should be a fun weekend. Looking forward to Halloween. I love fall. I love this time of year.
Me too.
Have the fall candles going. And I watch horror movies every chance I get. So this week is a super fun week on the podcast. Can't wait for that Halloween segment. But we have a lot to get to before that. So I think we should jump right in for the sake of time, because we have a lot to fit into this episode. Welcome to our loyal queendom. Thank you for coming back and listening to another episode. Thank you for spending this time with us. If this is your first time listening to the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast, we're happy to have you. If you like what you hear, new episodes come out every Friday morning. So please be sure to check us out. If you'd like to follow us on social media, NYC K-Pop Queens on Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow. Slide into the DMs. We're here to be friends. We love hearing from you. We sincerely, sincerely love to hear from all of you. So please don't be shy. Say hello. We want to know who your favorite group is and all that fun stuff. We all love K-pop. It's not that serious. Let's be friends. Speaking of social media, every week we ask poll questions on Twitter, exclusively on Twitter. So if you want to participate, make sure you're giving us a follow over there. And we've got some poll results for you. Are you ready, Charity?
Ready.
All right. So last week we had quite the debate over Idol's new song and music video for Nude. Charity dug it. It wasn't my favorite. So we had to take it to the Queendom. We had to get the Queendom's opinion on this one. We simply asked, is Nude by Idol a hit or a miss? Charity, the Queendom's with you on this one. 60% of you think it's a hit. 40% didn't love it. So just like we always say, you know, these are just opinions. Some people vibe with certain things and some people don't. There's no right or wrong, but we really appreciate you sharing your opinion. That was a fun conversation for us to have last week. Speaking of fun, one of the things I love on Instagram, K-pop Instagram, is designers will send these idols, like specific items from their new collection. And all of a sudden on the same day, the idols post pictures of themselves with the thing. So like this week, there was a triangular like crossbody Prada bag that a bunch of male idols all of a sudden had photos with. And then the next day, it was a Celine kind of Letterman bomber jacket. So That morning, we saw three pictures back to back and decided to turn it to the Queendom. Who rocked the Celine jacket best? So we posted pictures on Twitter, so you could see. And the three idols we chose were Hyunjin from Stray Kids, Yeonjun from T-by-T, and Minhyuk from Monsta X. From those pictures only, Charity, who was your favorite?
Minhyuk. He looked so hot in those pictures. Oh my goodness.
All right. And you all know, Hyunjin's my alt of alts. I would die for him. But if I'm gonna be objective here, I think as far as like the whole imagery, Minhyuk's look was my favorite. I thought that that was like stunning. Hyunjin, I need the bucket hat. I just lose the bucket hat. I didn't love the bucket hat with it. But I thought Minhyuk, ooh hoo hoo. Mm-hmm. Well, this is no surprise, but Hyunjin won. The it boy of K-pop. Let's be real. Let's be real. Hyunjin's not going to lose a fashion poll. 49% of you voted for our man Hyunjin. 32% Yeonjun and 19% Minhyuk. So we're in the minority on this one, Charity. But I agree with you. I was like, ooh, Minhyuk, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Minhyuk looks so different too from different angles. Like he's
Right?
He's a chameleon. Yeah. But yeah, that was a good picture. Our next poll, a lot of you have been asking for this. It's time for us to do an old school review. This will be happening on next week's episode. So if you're excited about this poll result, make sure not to miss next week. Old school reviews, just for the purpose of this show, it doesn't mean they're old, like groups from the 90s. It's K-pop albums that came out before we started recording the New York City K-pop Queens podcast. So that means they came out before May of 2020. These are albums that came out before we started doing this that we haven't reviewed on the pod. So sometimes they'll be first and second generation groups. Sometimes they'll be a group that debuted in 2019. You never know. So we just wanted to explain that because I know some people see it and they're like, wait a minute, that's not old school. That's the deal. This week, we gave you a whole bunch of different options. So we've got older groups, younger groups, but a lot of our favorite groups. So your choices for our next old school review were Girls Generation, Monsta X, Stray Kids, or 21. Well, I don't think this is a surprise to anyone that listens to the podcast. Stray Kids won. 47% of you want to hear us do an old school review of Stray Kids. 40%, however, voted for Monsta X. So it was a very close battle. Yeah. Close battle. And then the ladies were way behind. Girls Generation, 7%. 21, 6%. Queendom, we get you. You get us. Yes. These results, we like the boy groups, so we love those boy groups. So I have a feeling we'll be doing a Monsta X one down the line. But first, we've got an old school review of Stray Kids coming next week. So stays, make sure to check out next week's episode. And thank you all so much for voting. Those were fun ones. If you'd like to participate, again, follow us on Twitter, NYC K-Pop Queens. Speaking of the Queendom, our amazing Queendom that votes in all these polls, we see where you're listening from every week, and we just want to give you a specific shout out to say we love you and we appreciate you. Queendom shout out to our friends in Ithaca, New York, Cleveland, Ohio, Middlebrook, Virginia, Durango, Colorado, Seoul, Korea. Ugh, we see you, Seoul. Most likely Wonho. We reviewed Wonho last week. Wonho and his people. A lot of the stuff we talk about, we will see in future music videos and releases. Not to toot our own horn, but I think someone might be listening from that camp. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Queendom shout out, Montreal, Quebec, Singapore. We see you. We love you. Thank you. And we want to give a special shout out this week to Rita. Rita listens from London, England. She alts Stray Kids. So we were just talking about stays and Stray Kids. This is the podcast for you if you alt Stray Kids. We talk about Stray Kids quite a bit. Charity and I both love them. So does Rita. And her biases, now she's a double bias. Okay. Biases, Seungmin and Han.
Okay.
I like it because those are they're very different. You know, I think sometimes when you double bias, it's like similar personalities. These are completely different personalities, both equally lovable. So we understand it. We get it. Thank you so much for listening. We're happy to have you as part of the Queendom. Let's get to the show, Charity.
Yeah.
Let's get to the show. We mentioned Monsta X. Kian from Monsta X debuted as a solo artist earlier this year. He put out his first comeback this week. It's an EP called Youth. There's 5 songs, and the single is called Youth. Charity, what did you think of this single?
I really liked it. It's upbeat pop rock. I love the faster tempo of the melody. It's really catchy, has a cool electric guitar, and the beat is really fun. And I love at the very end of the song, it slows down in tempo. Mm-hmm. And then the last few seconds, it's just his voice. Such a nice touch.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Very similar notes. It's upbeat. It's like this upbeat rock track. The opening guitar chords and drums remind me so much of an early 2000s song by The Strokes. There's something really nostalgic and similar in that that progression. And I love it because I was super into The Strokes and kind of early 2000s New York City rock. That was my scene. Not to date myself, but I'm dating myself. So I love that. Right when I heard it, I was like, oh, I really like what they're doing with this. The melody is very catchy. He's able to show off his vocals, but most of it, you know, kind of stays in that mid-range. And it sounds great. I like the sound effects in the background of the chorus. There's this like 80s video game vibe for a second that really kind of hammers home the nostalgia of the song. But like you said, it's an upbeat song. It's not this kind of like sad nostalgia. It's upbeat. Yeah. I love this song. And I'm going to go out on a limb and admit that I like this more than Voyager, his first solo single.
Really?
Yeah. I think this is a better song. And I like it a lot more. It's just really catchy. Ryan June and Carl Morgan wrote this. Ryan June, you guys, if you don't know who he is, pretty much every K-pop song that's a hit, when you go look up the lyrics, this guy's on it. He's like a superstar writer for K-pop. So I wasn't surprised to see that. I just like the message of it. I like the lyrics. It's about doing well now and kind of looking back at your young self and being proud and like happy with the direction of your life. We've heard so many songs in K-pop recently. We've talked about this, that have this like sad, bittersweet childhood stuff. I mean, think about like Childhood by the Rose. That took me out. Yeah. That killed me. It was kind of nice that Kian brought some joy to this concept of looking back on your youth and your childhood, being able to kind of accept things and feel grateful and happy, maybe instead of dwelling on the negative. It felt more like that, which I really appreciate. I just thought it was a wonderful song. It's really catchy. Yeah, I'm here for it.
What'd you think of the music video?
How much time do you have? Buckle in, everyone. Actually, for this whole segment, get ready to hear a lot of my voice, because those of you might not know, but I love Kian. Kian is, Hyungwon's my man and Monsta X, he's my bias, but Kian came in really strong after we saw them in concert. And he's like almost to the level of a double bias at this point. Like it's more than Wrecker, I will say. Mm. Thank you to everyone that styled him for this video. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Okay. I love that torn sweater and apartment setup. I love the visuals. I just think it's a great shot. He looks fantastic. I just want to hang out in that apartment. The playground set was very clever. Mm-hmm. But for me, like what made this video stand out so much is his smile.
Yeah.
It's rare we get to see lighthearted Kian this much. The smile is striking. And maybe that's why after we saw them in concert, I was so taken by him, because he's got a killer smile. It's so charming and lights up the mm-hmm. room, and you don't see it a lot. And in this video, we saw it a lot, and it was adorable and I loved it. That bathtub to ocean scene gave us a bit more drama, but his wet hair and that smirk smile he does looking in the mirror, stop. Like, oh my God, I feel like we directed this music video, Charity. I was just like, yes, this is perfect. He looks amazing. Amazing. I loved every second of this video. And it brought just kind of a sense of joy and a sense of emotional release. Mm-hmm. Loved it. I absolutely loved it. Like, best 3 minutes and 1 second of my life, or at least of my week. I'm going to put that out there. What did you think?
I know, I really liked it. He, especially because he looked like he was just really enjoying himself. He's eating cereal. He's blowing bubbles in his drink. He's jumping on the bed. He's in the playground. I love, like you said, all his playful expressions and his smile, that smirk, especially when he had the wet hair. Loved the wet hair.
Right.
And I love the like crazy paint splattered suit he's wearing, like that denim suit.
Yes.
And the playground. Like, not many people can pull off that look, but it looks so cool on him.
Yeah.
He can be very adventurous with looks because he just has such a confidence.
Yeah.
But like you, my favorite was the close-up of him. That smile was everything.
Oh, my God. Like,
yeah.
Does the world understand how handsome he is? Because if you don't, I need you to stop what you're doing right now. Just stop and go watch this video and then just go to Google and type in his name and look at the images. Yeah. Like, you don't understand. Kian is so good-looking. Really, really good-looking. And, you know, we got forehead and we got smile. So... Mm-hmm. Again, I don't want to toot our own horn over here, Charity, but somebody's been listening to the podcast. Oh, you mean wet hair, black and white, forehead? So if we just talk about that for 20 minutes during NCT's comeback.
I know.
When was this video filmed? It'd be interesting to figure out the timeline. It's perfection. I love this concept. I love this video. And it's nice to see him do something different. You know, he didn't come out and do Voyager again. We got something different and it's refreshing. I think this is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about the rest of the EP.
Yes.
I've got paragraphs written. Get ready. What were your favorite tracks? What are the standouts here?
Standouts for me are Bad Liar, Where Is This Love, and 'Cause of You.
Yeah. I pretty much love the whole album, but my initial standouts were Stardust, Where Is This Love, and 'Cause of You. So let's talk about the whole thing. Let's start with Bad Liar. I mean, I love that one too, but you had it down. Give us your thoughts on Bad Liar and why you picked it.
This is actually my favorite song on the album. It's co-written and co-composed by your man, Hyungwon, songwriter extraordinaire, apparently.
Surprise, surprise, a brilliant song from Hyungwon. Yeah.
I love the like darker, sexy sounding instrumentation. I love the chorus and I love his falsetto in the bridge. It was so beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like these days, anytime I'm like, yeah, I love this song. I'm not even kidding you.
No, I know.
It's insane. Even people you won't even expect. I'm like, wait, yeah. Hyungwon wrote this? Who was the groupie that?
AB6.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, Hyungwon wrote this?
Yep. Yeah. My man's a genius, yeah. Charity. Like, I'm so happy that the world is catching up to who Hyungwon is. I heard from so many people during Monsta X's tour here in the States. Oh, I get it now, Emily. I get it. Hyungwon's amazing. Because like, as most of you know, I'm obsessed with him. He is.
As are we. He's our mascot.
He's the mascot for the show. We haven't been asked to take it down and we're not going to. So artwork for podcasts are usually like original artwork, not ours. Ours is a picture of Hyungwon being sassy with his Starbucks cup. And we're not going to change it until we have to. And surprise, we've gone through 127 episodes without being told we can't use that image. So,
and they know we exist.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely do. So
yeah, and their PR does too, and they don't care.
No, they're cool with it.
Yeah.
They get it. They get us. We get them. Yeah. but I thought like a lot of people didn't get it. Like the obsession with Hyungwon. During that tour, so many people, Hyungwon snatched me. I get it with Hyungwon. Like, I'm happy that people are starting to recognize this guy's the real deal. He's the real deal. And as a songwriter, oh my goodness, he came out of nowhere a few years ago on some of those Monsta X songs and it was phenomenal. And now some of, I think, the best songs in Monsta X's ridiculously good catalog are Hyungwon songs.
Yeah.
Now he's writing with Kian. Kian said on that US tour, Hyungwon would come to his hotel room like every night and be like, okay, here's what I did. And then Kian would tell him what he liked and didn't like. Hyungwon would tweak the song, come back to him. Bad Liar for me, it reminded me of like it's Hyungwon mixed with Imagine Dragons. You know, we've heard Kian do those Imagine Dragons covers and that part so where he like held out past during Bad Liar, that reminds me of an Imagine Dragons cover. Really sexy sound in the verses. I love the lyrics too. Telling like it's him telling his ex he doesn't want to get back together, even though he does, and like he's a bad liar. You know, it's great. It's great. Hyungwon writes, not only are his songs like sonically, musically pleasing, lyrically, he goes there. They're always about like a dysfunctional, dark relationship.
Always.
Well, what do I like? red flags, dysfunctional and dark. Perfect. There's no happy love songs from Hyungwon. They're always like these relationships. Well, it's perfect. Keep doing what you're doing. Okay, I'll talk about Stardust because I really love this song. Great beat. I love the synth. Super catchy chorus, but those verses hold their own. And I love the it's you. I need a little more. That part's great. And interestingly enough, on the whole album, I learned the words to this one the quickest. There's something really catchy about this one. And it reminds me of... This is very specific, but it reminds me of a song from a movie. And I kept thinking of like, Nothing Is Going to Stop Us Now from the movie Mannequin.
Oh my God, I love that movie. And that song.
You guys, if you've never seen it, it's the most screwed up movie in the world. This mannequin comes to life.
Best movie ever.
This guy that works at a store, he like falls in love with a mannequin that comes to life. But only
Kim
like,
Cattrall.
Well, when he can see her, and then they like... I don't even remember. He like saves her and then they just ride off on a motorcycle and it's a happy ending. This like cheesy, amazing song plays called Nothing Is Gonna Stop Us Now. And for some reason, when I heard this song, I'm like, this is Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. It's this like happy, heartwarming song. It feels like new love and joy. Like you're standing with Kian under the moon and Stardust is falling from the sky while you both like dance to this song. Like that's like the feeling this song gives me. It's happiness in a bottle. I'm in love with it. This one could have also been the single. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. I think this song's phenomenal. But it's time to get dark. It's time to get dark because you listen to the song and you're dancing under the moonlight with Kian. You're happy as a clam. Oh, I'm so in love and I'm so happy. Well, that didn't last long because Hyungwon's here. Hyungwon showed up to the party charity. And it's hope you're having fun because Hyungwon wrote a song called Where Is This Love? Okay. Let's talk about this one, Charity.
I also really like it. And what I found interesting is that this song was inspired by the movie Closer, throwback from 2004.
He would love that movie too. Oh my God.
He would. Dysfunction.
I love that movie. I love that. Oh my God. Stop. Oh my God. This is amazing. Okay.
Emotional ballad. Kian's vocals like make you feel every bit of emotion. I have to say though, I think it would be interesting to hear Hyungwon and Kian sing this song.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, I love that Kian is in that low register in the verses. Mm-hmm. It sounds almost like Hyungwon. I could hear Hyungwon in it so strongly. And I like the Kian didn't go up. He could have gone up a half step. No. His range is insane. He can do this too. First of all, that movie Closer is fantastic. If you guys haven't seen it, Julia Roberts, Natalie Portman, Clive Owen, and Jude Law. Oh, I love that movie. And it reminds me, I can just picture Hyungwon getting emo. Listening to the Blower's Daughter by Damien Rice. That's one of my favorite songs. It's from that movie. It's a very powerful song. Oh, Charity, why is he my soulmate?
No, he really is.
He really is. That's something I would do. I'd be like, this song's inspired by this dark movie that I'm obsessed with. Oh my God. Wow. Okay. I love the verses in this one. Like, I had chills by the time the first line was over because those piano chords and Kian doing that vulnerable lower register, it really hits. It's stunning. Hyungwon writes those tortured love songs better than anyone. This guy gets it. He's been through it. The first line, I felt my heart break, got me sober. When I said it's too late that it's over, we're too far gone to hit rewind. He's dumping this girl.
Yeah.
His heart's broken, but he's like, I'm done with you. Ooh. Words are not enough when you say you're in love. It's empty. Where is this love you speak of?
In the fields. That's where he just lives in the fields.
But also, it's not like you hurt me. He's like, well, I'm not feeling this love you speak of. I love it so much. I love everything about him. It's a beautiful song, and Kian showcases that ridiculous range. I like the verses the most in this. Mm-hmm. And I would have maybe, and this is just nitpicky, but I would have maybe liked parts of the chorus to go down instead of up. The mm-hmm. way the chorus went, it kind of sounded like a love song. And I'm like, nah, this is like a dark breakup song. Let's go a little dirtier and darker here in the chorus, if that makes sense. Sonically, yeah. Musically, I wanted it a little down and darker. Just nitpicking. It's a gorgeous song. All the lyrics are in English. I think Monsta X does English language songs better than any K-pop group, mm-hmm. period. Like, I, period. I'm, that's yeah. a definitive statement.
Period. End of story.
End of story. Like, no one can touch them when it comes to English songs. They're just so good. It's a good song. But shout out to Hyung. Oh, Charity. This man. Every time I'm like, Kian is grabbing me, Hyagwad's like, I wrote the song from the movie Closer. Well, I'm back. And it's like kind of this like, I just like that it's kind of snotty. It's like, well, where's this love you speak of? Because I don't feel it. I'm not seeing it. You're not showing me enough love. I guess we're breaking up. Like it's, oh, I love him. Okay, moving on. We both also picked Because of You, right?
Yes, so, yes.
Let's talk about that one. What'd you think of this track?
I really liked it. Kian co-wrote it. It's mm-hmm. chill, laid back. I love the like piano, the funky bass. I thought the melody is really catchy. And I love the little treat for us, Juhani's ad-libs in the background. It's like, oh, I love it. Honestly, I love that this group are legitimate friends.
Yeah.
That's what makes me so happy.
Of every group that we've seen live, I yeah. think they're the closest, and yeah, they're the most like mature, cool, and closest mm-hmm. is what I would say. You can tell when groups vibe or don't. You can tell when everything's yeah. rehearsed or not. I thought that they were the most natural on stage, mm-hmm. and they really bring this feeling of like, oh yeah, they're friends.
Yeah.
And there's other groups we've seen that have been together just as long or if not longer where I don't get that feeling.
Nope.
I would say, though, I think that's what helps Stray Kids and why they've been able yeah. to do so well with this tour. They're not as mature. They're a lot younger. But you do get the feeling like, oh, these guys vibe with each other. They're friends. Mm-hmm. Like when they're on stage, there's a warmth there as well. But Monsta yeah. X, yeah, they're friends. Who would have thought Juhani would be there singing back?
I know. What'd you think of it?
It's cool. It's this jazzy, calm, cool song. It's a great ending song for this project. And it reminds me of Amusement Park by Bacon. It really reminds me of that. But this one has a little bit more of a groove. It's a pleasant, pretty song. Kian's voice is the star. I love those runs at the end. I love that. It's just a great song. I mean, I think this project's fantastic. I would say 5 out of 5 for these songs. There's not one I didn't like.
Yeah, yeah.
Kian's a star.
We should play a clip.
Let's play a clip. This is Youth by Kian. 난 가끔 그리울 것 같아 어리서부터 그래서 달리고 달렸던 날들 부르고 또 부르던 모습이 새빨갛게 춤추고 뛰던 가슴도 난 요즘엔 하늘이 아름다워 잘 알던 서울이 새삼스러워 비가 오면 그대로 담았고 싶어 애쓰지 않더라도 행복하고 싶어
Kian, I really, really like the song a lot.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. It's such a fun feeling. I really vibe with this. I think this whole project, fantastic. Congratulations, yeah. Kian. Like it's such a great project. I'm really proud of him and excited for him that he was able to release this much solo material. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, everyone's talking about BTS's enlistment. You know who else has to go this year? Everyone that I love. Kian, Minhyuk, Wonho. Probably Hyungwon. Like, we're losing all of the... It's just going to be the darkest time. Luckily, we're getting a lot of music and a lot of content from them before that time comes. Yeah. And this was a wonderful project. And just talk about, like, leaving on a high note. I love this. If we don't get anything else from Kian before he enlists, fantastic. Congratulations. Yeah. So good. Loved it. Okay. Let's move on. Let's switch it up because we're talking about the badass women of Dreamcatcher. Woo-hoo. We've reviewed Dreamcatcher on this podcast before. If you're not familiar, they debuted in 2014 on a small label called Happy Feast Entertainment, I believe. There's 7 members. This new EP is called Apocalypse Follow Us. 6 songs. The single is called Vision.
What did you think of it?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. This is the intensity I expect from Dreamcatcher. Mm-hmm. The build in this song is insane. And like, you know, it's going to pop off in the chorus, right? You're like building to this chorus. Yeah. And then typical Dreamcatcher fashion, that heavy guitar present in the chorus. The bridge is really fun. I love Danny doing that soft voice in the background. It's very effective. I like this song, and it just, it's very driving. Like, I want to add this to my workout playlist. You know, it's mm-hmm. one of those songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I want to hike up a mountain when I hear it. What did you think?
Yeah, I loved it. And I love that intro. I thought the song has like an 80s beat, the electric guitar and synth. It's amazing. Quintessential Dreamcatcher. Intense mm-hmm. vocals. I love the melody in the chorus. Ugh, it's everything I want from them. Like, they always deliver.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like this comeback from them.
Yeah.
And I loved the song. What did you think of the music video for Vision?
Loved it. Loved it. It's apocalyptic. I love the styling, especially the red outfits.
Yes.
I like the different colored lightning that was going like surrounding them. I thought that was really cool. Mm-hmm. And I love the choreography. They always have the best choreography.
It was so cool.
What did you think?
I completely agree with you. And I loved the styling. We're on the same page about the styling. Those red costumes with the black military details.
Yes.
Killer. Love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. And then they had some other outfits that I really liked. I thought the styling was great throughout the video. The black mm-hmm. and purple outfits work during that intense choreography. Then they have these kind of softer looks. And I have to say, I thought Jihoo looked so pretty with that pink hair and the pink eye makeup and crystals. I thought mm-hmm. she looked stunning. I loved that look. Like you mentioned, they always do great choreography. Vision is on par with what you expect from Dreamcatcher. It was really well done. And they look powerful. They look like they're mm-hmm. here to save the world or like take over the
world.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a powerful imagery, but I liked this.
What about other songs in the album?
Fairy Tale and Some mm-hmm. Love were like my main standouts. I also think the outro deserves some love. What did you think?
Some Love and Rainy Day.
Let's talk about it.
Yes.
I'll start with Fairy Tale, then we can get into Rainy Day. Fairy Tale reminded me of a soundtrack song. You know, it's kind mm-hmm. of like Rocky training to take on Ivan Drago in Rocky IV or something. It has this like driving beat, soaring chorus, and these lyrics that are very out of a Disney movie or a sports movie. We live in a fairy tale. Follow your heart. Again, this is like a song that you hike up the mountain to. And it's a song you would have on like, contemplating your life and feeling unstoppable. It's kind of that song. It's a very powerful song that evokes a lot of imagery for me.
Mm-hmm.
Charity, tell us why you like Rainy Day.
Rainy Day is this a gorgeous piano ballad. Their vocals were incredible. It's beautifully emotional. You could feel it in their performance. I loved hearing the rain in the background, and the harmonization in the bridge was utter perfection. Like, they mm-hmm. can sing. Oh my goodness.
And then we both picked Some Love, right?
Yes. What'd you think of Some Love?
Yeah. There's a little more of a groove to this one. They use like so much electric guitar in their songs. I think that's Dreamcatcher and electric guitar kind of go hand in hand, right? Mm-hmm. But here it's used like in a little bit of a different way. It's used during the beat. I think it really pays off. This sound departs a bit from the first couple of songs on the project. Nice bass, interesting sound samples at the end of the chorus. There's a lot going on in Some Love, but it really worked for me. What did you think?
Yeah, I loved it. Again, the rock guitar, the cool beat, the synth. It has a kind of retro sound to it. And I just love the message, like the self-love message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these girls are so talented.
And then I also really liked the outro Mother Nature. again, cinematic. Everything they do, it's larger than life. It sounds larger than life. The production is really well done. I think in that outro, it's a stunning piece of music, and those drums are so well placed. Love it. I love it. I just thought, yeah, this is a wonderful project. And, you know, not surprisingly, it's done really well. It was number one on the US iTunes album charts. Like, it's done really well for them, which is so deserved. It's a good project.
What about your bias? Any changes?
My biases change a lot in girl groups, if I'm being honest. They do. They do. It's like, who stands out to me now? Like, there's specific groups where my bias has kind of never changed, like twice. Sana's always going to be my girl in that group. You know, there's certain groups where I'm like, nah, that's my girl. But like with Dreamcatcher, different members stand out for different reasons. And this time, Jihoo and Sua stood out the most for me on this comeback. I thought that they were kind of my stars on this one. What about you? Bias and record.
No changes. I still love Shiyun and as my bias, and Yuhyun is my wrecker.
And they're great. They're all great. They have a lot of weapons, Dreamcatcher. It's hard to believe they've been around since 2014. Like, this group has done amazing work for so long. It's nice to see them get some credit, but I'd love to see these groups from smaller labels like Dreamcatcher, who have killed it for so long, get even more credit. Like, let's get some nominations for them.
Right.
I digress. We'll get to that when we get to the MAMA nominations. But before that, why don't we play a clip so you all can hear what we're talking about? This is Vision from Dreamcatcher. Not for me.
Gosh, they are so freaking talented. Such a good song.
Powerful. It's time to go take over the world, Charity.
Yes, I'm ready.
Yeah, great comeback. Great comeback, Dreamcatcher. Happy we got to talk about this one. They're super talented. If you haven't listened to Dreamcatcher and that sounds like your vibe, check out the album. They're really good. Different type of girl group. There's room for this. I love seeing the rock girls come out and kill it. Billy's last comeback had that rock edge that was so dope. Like, love it. So congratulations, Dreamcatcher. Look forward to what's next. Let's move on to another girl group with a totally different sound. ITZY. You've heard us talk about ITZY a million times, I feel like, on this podcast. ITZY, five members, debuted in 2019 on JYP. They were the subject of our first big styling debate on the podcast. I will never get over it, Charity. I hated it. Charity loved it. I'm still waiting for that Halloween costume, Charity. You said you
know,
would.
I know. That would be a good one.
I don't know. this time we're reviewing their new English language single. It's called Boys Like You. What did you think?
It's a really fun young pop song. I love the beat and melody, but I'm going to be honest. It sounds just like Taylor Swift's Love Story.
Ooh, okay.
Like, so much like Taylor Swift's Love Story. But I like this a lot more than Sneakers. I really do. I like this a lot more than Sneakers.
I didn't think about the Love Story, but I can hear that now that you said that. I think it does sound very familiar.
Yeah.
Which can be a good thing sometimes, but there was something here. Like, it's very cute. It's very young sounding. Yeah. The verses left me a little flat, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. I like the sassy chorus. It works. The high notes are well done. I thought it was interesting that they swore. Like, this is an English language song, and there's a part of the song where they're like, I'm so pissed. That's not used a lot in pop songs. Like, it was interesting to hear. You know, that's where things can be kind of lost in translation, because I would have thought, like, this young kind of juvenile sounding song would say, like, I'm mad, or I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'm pissed. And I'm like, ooh, that language is like, it just stood out to me quite a bit. It's not my favorite song. It's not bad, but a lot of the girl groups, you know, have done English language songs. I think Twice and aespa did a great job on theirs. This one's not bad, but like it didn't excite me. And can we be real? Every group doesn't need to do a song in English.
No, they don't.
We don't need this. We don't need this. I know you feel like you have to. You don't. That's one thing that BTS did pave the way for: English songs, K-pop songs in English. And it's not really great for the genre. And I don't think it serves a great purpose for the idols sometimes.
Agreed.
Unless you're Monsta X, because their Monsta X pronunciation is stellar. They're insane. But a lot of times when the pronunciation is off, it like it stands out. And, you know, it's not their fault. I couldn't sing a song in Korean. Oh, my goodness.
No, there's no way. No way.
What these idols are doing and attempting to do is so freaking hard. I just don't think it's absolutely necessary for their success in the U.S. to have the two English songs. So,
What did you think of the music video?
I loved the Halloween party concept. Perfect timing. It was a smart release, you know, with timing. I thought it was very cute. I liked the choreography. I thought this choreography was actually really well done. It went with the song. There were cool formations, kind of sassy, interesting stuff. I like the styling. Those angel outfits were adorable. And the schoolgirl outfits obviously work. They look young and fresh. The only thing I didn't love, I didn't love that weird like city backdrop. I was like, what is this? Just do the choreography at the party, you know? And then the storyline, they're all kind of being played by the same guy. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of What's It Gonna Be by In Vogue, that music video with Mekhi Phifer. Mm-hmm. Look it up, ladies and gents. It's a classic.
Or John Tucker Must Die.
Yeah.
That movie.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It was something we've all seen, but also relatable to many women out there. So I thought it was a smart storyline.
Yeah.
I liked the music video probably more than the song. What did you think?
Same. I really liked that it was Halloween party themed. They're all dressed like angels. I like that they basically are finally like, screw you guy. It's fun. It's relatable. Mm-hmm. I love the choreography, the hip shakes and the hand and arm movements. Yeah, definitely like the music video more than the song. Because literally when I first heard the song, I'm like, sounds like Taylor Swift. That's immediately what came to my head. So it kind of like, I don't need to hear this. Like, I want to hear you do something, not you do a similar song to Taylor Swift, you know?
Yeah, no, completely agree.
Yeah.
Completely agree. What about biases? Has anything changed? Remind everyone your bias in Wrecker and ITZY.
Forever, it will always be Rugen. I love her. And my Wrecker is Yeji. What about you?
Yeah, I go back and forth a little bit. Yeji was my original bias. I've gone back and forth. I love Yuna. I think she's so pretty. But I'm sticking with Yeji as bias and Yuna's Wrecker.
Nice.
Should we play a clip?
Yes.
Let's play a clip. Stop playing these girls. ITZY. They don't fall for boys like you. This is Boys Like You from ITZY. Boy, gonna diss me, boy. I'm so pissed, boy. Gonna miss me, boy. You are dismissed. I don't fall for boys like you. I don't fall for boys like you. I don't fall for boy. Wanna date me, boy. Out of date, yeah. Boy, wanna. What? Yo. Boy, out of my way. Yes, I don't fall for boys like you.
Yeah, it's fun. It's also Taylor Swift. But anyway.
It's very young. It's very, very young. Very, very cutesy. Not always my cup of tea. Vocally, they had some nice moments. And, you know, is what it is.
Spooky, Emily.
What does that mean? It's time for a Halloween segment, Charity. That's
our
right.
Favorite.
Halloween is here. By the time you listen to this podcast, it could have already passed. It's Halloween weekend. Halloween is Monday. We're going to do a Halloween segment. Now, the past 2 years, we've done Halloween segments. And this year we thought, what can we do that's different? We don't just want to talk about our favorite music videos or playlists or dance practice videos. So we thought about, What if you were trying to put together a last minute costume? What if you needed some costume inspiration for a K-pop costume? We're going to give you 3 ideas each, Halloween costume ideas based on 2022 K-pop releases.
So fun.
I'm interested to see if we have some of the same ones. I feel like me, immediately I was like, I would do this, this, or this. So let's just go back and forth and we will talk about it, give your reason. Charity, what's your first idea for a Halloween costume based on 2022 K-pop?
My first idea, I feel like this would be an easy costume, which is why I thought of it. It's from the After Like video by IVE. Mm. The girls are wearing like those like light colored beige dresses with bright colored jewelry. I feel like you could throw that together so quickly. And if you're into K-pop, I feel like you'd recognize it.
Interesting. Yeah. They've had a big year.
What's your first one? Yeah.
My first one is Key from the Gasoline video. He served looks. There's a lot to choose from. There's a lot of looks to steal from this masterpiece. I would do black pointy shoulders look. And what you could do is like a black tank top, cut some holes in it. You get like a shrug thing or even a shirt, you know, you make into a shrug. You attach like styrofoam pointy things, a big black belt, and then you put some embellishments on there. And then you just need this like one long gold earring. You're done. You just serve. Yeah. And also some cool makeup, I think, would punch it. But another thing you could do, like let's say you're going as a group of friends, you could each do one of the looks from that Gasoline video. You could do like shoulder pads, the gold look, that black mesh with silver harness. That would be easy to do. Yeah. He gave a lot of options. I mean, he's my like Lady Gaga of K-pop. He serves amazing looks in his music video. So that's my first recommendation, Key from Gasoline. What's your next one?
My next one is Jennie's all red look from Pink Venom. It's like the very opening. It's like this red cheetah, like see-through-y, lacy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Very similar to Lady Gaga in all the whole red thing. Very similar kind of look, speaking of Gaga. I think that would be a stunning look. Not as easy to pull off as the first one, like the, dress and colored jewelry. But if you're going for standout, a lot of people would recognize it, as would a lot of locals who have seen that video.
Good call. My next one is also Jennie from Blackpink.
Love it.
But mine's a different look. It's Shut Down. I think this one would be easy to pull off. You get a red fake fur trapper hat, a white t-shirt or jersey, denim mini skirt. And then I would just wear a name tag that says V is my boyfriend. Done.
Cute. Love that.
Done. You wear that name tag, people would like, K-pop fans would know, and it'd be kind of funny and cheeky. So look at Jennie just inspiring looks like the icon she is.
Yes.
Charity, what is your last recommendation for a Halloween costume idea based on 2022 K-pop?
My last one, I feel like it would be another easy one to pull off. Felix's maniac look, the neon green jacket. He has the Simpsons t-shirt under it and that bright purple stocking cap.
Well, we're going to be trick-or-treating together because my last one is also a look from Maniac, but it's Hyunjin. It's Hyunjin's look from Maniac. The most important thing, and I think the most noticeable thing for stays and K-pop fans, are those pink heart goggles.
Yes.
And then dye your hair that bright red color or just get some of that spray for the night. Pearl necklace, black leather jacket, and then like a red or pink shirt underneath. And then I would also do a name tag for this one. And I would do a name tag that says, I love Emily. Because
I was gonna say Emily's boyfriend.
Yeah. And then everyone would know, you know? So I think that that's like, oh, yeah, duh, Hyunjin from Stray Kids, obviously. That would be like the biggest tell, you know? So, oh, I don't know who you are. Oh my God, Emily. Yeah. Hyunjin, Stray Kids. Yeah. So I think that's like the best costume idea for anyone that wants to do that. Send us pictures. That would be a fun one.
I love it. I love that we both pick Jennie. We both pick Stray Kids, but different looks. Right? Oh, so funny.
But iconic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Those would all work. Those would be fun Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of our queendom have ever dressed up as K-pop idols, like have done something like this for Halloween. We never have. We've joked about it. But like, how fun would it be to do a K-pop Halloween party where you come dressed as an idol, like a specific look from a comeback or music video? That would be so fun.
That would be when I would pull out that Rugen look. That's when I would pull that one out.
I think I would do Jenny's from Shutdown just because it's like easy and it'd be comfortable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to be wearing that hat and the sports bra. biker the, shorts. Like,
the biker shorts, yeah.
It's cute. I love it. Oh, what a cool look. You look great. Oh, wow. Style for days.
Oh, goodness.
No, I would not even lie. I'd be like, that is a hot mess. It's perfect for Halloween. I would not lie. I'm not that friend, you guys. Don't worry. I would just be like, that is the messiest look I've ever seen in my life. I love it. It's perfect for Halloween. Like, for Halloween, I would love it if you wore that. Now, if we're going out one night and you're like, look at my look, I'm like, this, no. Get that stupid hat off. No. That is where I draw the line.
Amazing.
Anyways, that's our fun little Halloween segment. We went to do something to talk about Halloween and K-pop because K-pop serves such legendary looks, the styling, yeah, the concepts. Yeah. It's so much more than just the amazing music in K-pop. The mm-hmm. visuals are huge. So amazing visuals and Halloween go hand in hand. If you're dressing up this year, let us know. What are you dressing up as? Send in pictures. Let's have fun with this. It'll be a fun Halloween 2022. But it's time to move on. We're not getting away from Halloween. No, no, no. Don't worry. It's time for our favorite segment of the show. You know what it is, Charity. The Queendom knows what it is. Mm-hmm. Bang Chan from Stray Kids definitely knows what it is. And of course, I know what it is. It's
quiz time.
Halloween. Spooky Halloween. All right, this week's quiz. It's K-pop and it's Halloween. It's plan a ghoulish Halloween party to find out which spooky K-pop song you need to hear as soon as possible. If you'd like to play along with us, we will be posting a link to the quiz on our Twitter page on Friday. We also posted a link in the description of the podcast you're listening to right now. So if you want to play in real time, click on the link. Take the quiz with us. You'll also notice a playlist. We do a playlist every week. Just so you don't have to go searching for songs. Like we mentioned in Vogue and like Damien Rice has a song from that Closer movie. That'll be on the playlist this week. You don't have to search for it. Back to the quiz. Let's do this, Charity. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Planning this Halloween party. Let's have some fun. How many people are you inviting to your party? Just my besties. 5 to 10. 15 to 20. No more than 30 people. Or everyone is welcome.
Probably like 5 to 10 people.
I mean, probably like 10 people would show up, but I'm going to say everyone is welcome. Let's go all out.
Okay, guys, forgive me. The next question, I will have to describe pictures, and you know that that's usually challenging for me, so be patient. So we're going to pick a spooky venue. The first picture is an abandoned house with a lot of like overgrown shrubberies. Then we have a eerie house. It's like dark and like misty kind of looking.
It's like bigger and like it's lights bigger. On.
Yeah, with the creepy tree next to it.
Yeah.
Then we have a completely abandoned, overgrown house with a weird, creepy gate.
Yeah, it looks like a big estate that was like abandoned.
Yeah, yeah. The next one is another creepy abandoned house. It almost looks like a drawing.
No, it's scary. It's white. It's like white painted and it's falling apart and it's in the woods.
Yeah.
And it's a scary looking one, you guys.
Nothing good happens there, I'll tell you that much.
No, it's a murder house for sure.
And then lastly is almost like a creepy cottage with one single light on. In the
like a farmhouse.
Like a farmhouse with woods around it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I don't want to go to any of these places, so.
You're throwing a party there, Charity. I'm going to pick the third one. It looks like a big, abandoned, fancy estate. There'll be lots of cool ghosts there.
I think I'll pick the second one that has the lights on with the creepy tree. That's what I'm going to go with.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what time is this party going to start? 5 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight or 11 p.m.?
7 p.m.
My party starts at 9 p.m.
Okay. Pick a dress code theme for the night. Retro, witches and warlocks, superhero, TV show characters, or there's no dress code.
K-pop is the dress code, duh. so it's not there. There's no dress code. Come as you are.
Same. No dress code for mine. Yeah. Either.
Okay, now pick some decorations. The first picture, it's skeletons, and in the background there's like orange lighting and some purple lighting. The second picture, it's creepy pumpkins. The faces have been carved out into like, you know, kind of scary traditional Halloween faces. The third option, it's an old candelabra, like a lighting fixture. The fourth option, it's like cute ghosts and like mum plants, and it says boo, you know, like a boo sign. And then the fifth option is just like a sign that points different ways, and it says like monsters, witches, skeletons, like kind of a DIY sign that you put outside.
I'm going to go for the cute one. That's what I'm going for.
The one that, like the boo and the ghosts and stuff?
Yeah.
No, I'm going for creepy pumpkins.
What kind of food will be at your party? Pizza, chips, cookies, macaroons, or caramel apples?
Caramel apples, I guess.
I'm going to go with pizza.
Okay. What games will you play? Truth or dare? Apple bobbing? We'll eat s'mores instead. No games, just music. Or two truths and a lie.
I'm going to say no games, just music.
Same. No games, just music. Yeah.
Lastly, what time will your party end? 1 a.m., 10 p.m. at the latest, midnight, and it'll go on all night, or 3 a.m.?
It depends who's there, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes like charities bend to my parties. Sometimes they end at 1, sometimes it's 3. When certain people are there, it's watching music videos till 5 in the morning. So I'm going to say, because this is going to be a wild Halloween party, it's going all night.
I'm going to say 1 a.m.
Charity's like, get out of here. I'm like, let's party all night. Woo! Okay, what spooky K-pop song do you need to hear right now, Charity?
I need to hear Why So Serious by SHINee.
Ooh. I need to hear Boy Meets Evil by BTS.
Oh, that's such a good one.
I love that. This was a really fun quiz. Thank you to the BuzzFeed contributors that make these quizzes. Again, we're posting a link on Twitter. Let us know. Let us know what song you need to hear this Halloween. What K-pop song? This was fun. Oh, it's time to leave Halloween. We both love it, but we've got to move on because we got to talk about our boys, Stray Kids. New episode of Stray Kids, SKZ Code, came out this week. We're always kind of a week behind because the new episodes come out Thursday. We record the pod Wednesday. So just so you know, that's why we're on Friday. We're not talking about the episode that came out Thursday because we record the podcast on Wednesday evenings. So this is last week's episode. It's episode 2. Let's give our thoughts on this one. What stood out to you, Charity?
Last week, they were trying to figure out who the pairs were in each room. Yes. And this week, we got to find out who guessed right. Felix and Ian got it right, as did Sungmin and Han. But Felix and Ian sent their guesses in before Sungmin and Han. So they won that. So the remaining members, the next part was they had to wear heartbeat monitors. And whoever's heartbeat does not fluctuate while getting compliments wins.
Yeah.
Sungmin obviously won because he is him. And then it ends with them. They have to, Changbin, Felix, Ian, and Sungmin have to now race to see who finally wins it all.
It looks like that'll be like at a water park, like on the beach, next week. I think it's going to be the most fun episode we've seen so far this season because it's physical and they seem to be like really competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the compliment game was funny. I loved when they talked about Hyunjin's Studio Choom performance and they all started doing it. It was very cute and I love to see Hyunjin get compliments, obviously. I also just want to say, speaking of Hyunjin, Hyunjin's hair is really great in this season. Can we just say that? It's longer, it's brown. He just really is serving looks nonstop. I love his outfit in this episode. I just had to do an aside to talk about my alt. He looks fantastic. Lino and Han were interesting there in that heartbeat compliment thing. I was like, whoa. Han came up behind Lino and kissed his neck, and Lino's heartbeat skyrocketed, Charity. Skyrocketed. So, interesting. and then they also had to do confessions. They had to make like love confessions using random words. Obviously, Hyunjin's was perfect. I thought Changbin, his was really funny because he got the worst words. His were armpit and fart.
Oh, gosh, right?
Like, that would be the worst. But he was really funny. I liked it when they got to the table before the four members had to race towards the end of this episode. They sang happy birthday to Han and Felix because their birthdays mm-hmm. are like a day apart. And they did like the worst rendition ever. Stray Kids are just so wild and crazy. It's fun to watch these shows when their personalities really come out. I think the games were a little bit kind of complicated and wordy.
Yeah.
For us, it's always hard to kind of follow the rules and what's going on when you watch these reality shows, these variety shows where they do those detailed games like that. But I feel like next week it's going to be really fun because it's more physical and mm-hmm. we're going to see them running around and throwing stuff at each other.
Yeah.
But it was good. I mean, again, Hyunjin looks great, so I'm really happy to just watch it. It doesn't even matter what's going on, to be quite honest. I'm just like, wow, what a great outfit. Oof, great hair today. Anyways, this week Stray Kids also released music videos for Chill and Give Me Your TMI. You know, they've already obviously done ones for Case 143, the single, and then mm-hmm. Super Bored. I love how they do tons of music videos for their releases.
Like, I know.
Who else in K-pop does that? And I'm not, no, I genuinely don't know. I'm sure there's other groups that do, but I can't think of any off the top of my head. Stray Kids give us so much content. I thought Chill was really beautiful visually. It's like suits in a museum. It kind of reminds me of Pentagon, feeling like.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Like the color grading, everything. I was like, yeah, okay. And I love that one. Your man, Lino, in that Chill video. Like, he needs to chill. He is serving looks. He needs looks. To. Like, he holy. Needs to stop it. Oh, wow. He has never looked better.
But really, don't stop it. That's what
but
I
don't
mean.
Stop it all. Never. Don't chill out. Don't chill. You need to turn up the volume. Turn up the heat.
Turn it up. Turn up. Turn yeah. it up, please.
Yeah. We're not. No. When I say you need to chill, that's code for turn it up. Get hotter.
Turn it up. So hot that you need to take your shirt off. It's, yeah.
Charity's in the building, everyone. Charity's in the building. Took a while tonight. Took a while to get that comment. But here we are.
There's always a way.
It'll always sneak in. I also thought, like, Give Me Your TMI. It reminded me of Venom and that there's, like, tons of guns. They're just shooting at each other. They're acting like spies. Like, it's a fun concept. But it always just cracks me up because, like, the way guns are portrayed in Korean media is very different than here. You know, it's socially, it's very different, but it's always crazy to see like your favorite idols and they're just like bang, bang, bang with like a million guns. It's like, wait, what? Yeah. Can't take their shirts off in the pool, but.
Right. Yeah.
Just different cultures. No judgment. Those music videos were great. So speaking of Stray Kids, let's talk about the MAMA Awards. The 2022 yes. MAMA Award nominations came out. MAMAs, of all the awards, and you know there's a million, I think they're like the biggest one. They're the ones that are a huge deal, and the performances are always the best at the MAMAs. That's where these groups work on their MAMA performance all year, what they're going to do. Stray Kids have been announced as performers. The first kind of round of performers were announced, and Stray Kids, ITZY, T-by-T, and Hypen, Treasure. There's a lot of good groups performing, and more will be announced later. But we want to talk about the nominations in some of these bigger categories. Just we're going to talk about them briefly. I have to say, I think the toughest category this year may be Best New Female Artist. Because you've got heavy hitters in there, and it's IVE, it's Kepler, La Seraphim, NewJeans, NMIX, and Yenha. Charity, who are you going with this one?
I gotta go with IVE.
I think IVE will take it. I think they've had the biggest year. I think they deserve it. I wouldn't be mad if La Seraphim got it because I really liked this last comeback. I think that they've kind of proven they're a strong group. And then on the other side, Best New Male Artist, you have ATBO, Tempest, TNX, Extraordinary Heroes, and UNITE. Who are you going with?
Extraordinary Heroes, hands down.
See, I might go with Tempest. I find myself being so obsessed with Tempest. I listen to them like I listened to Treasure a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. They're on repeat a lot for me. They have a few songs that I think are just perfect pop songs. I would not be mad if Extraordinary Heroes win. I love them too. I'm fine with those nominations. Those nominations I'm totally fine with. Fine. I didn't look at them and think, no, this group should have been nominated or this group doesn't deserve to be. Well, let's move on because this best male artist category, J-Hope, Kang Daniel, Lim Young Wong, Psy, and Zico. Interesting. Very interesting indeed.
That's interesting.
It's not who I would have put up. We just talked about Kian. You're not going to put him up there. Like, I get that the mamas are having a breakdown because Bacon's in the military. He's won it 3 years in a row. Deserved.
Yeah.
But, like, there was a lot of great male solo work that came out this year. Suho? You're not going to put Suho up there for that album? Well, just wait because the NKQ Awards, those nominees will be announced next month. There's going to be some justice in that one. What about Best Female Group? The nominees are Idol, aespa, Blackpink, ITZY, Red Velvet, and Twice. All heavy hitters.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, that's a hard one. That's a hard one.
Yeah. Wow. I really love Red Velvet. I want them to win. I don't think they will. I think it'll be aespa.
I think it'll be Blackpink because if you get the fan vote involved in any of these, Blackpink will win. I think Twice has also had a great voted.
Yeah.
Twice has had a great year. aespa, they're fantastic. I'd be psyched to see them win. That one will be interesting.
If it's fan voted, it'll definitely be Blackpink.
Blackpink. Their criteria is like some of it's streams, some of it's fan voted, some of it's an expert panel. So it's all kind of BS.
pretty much. It'll be Blackpink. Yeah.
It's going to be Blackpink. Best male group. BTS and Hypen, NCT Dream, 17, Stray Kids, and T-by-T. It's interesting. I mean,
you should win.
Well, Stray Kids have had the biggest year of any of those groups. Fight me. They have. They've had the biggest year. They have two albums that went number one in the Billboard 200. They've put out original new material. They had a ridiculous world tour, sold out. They killed it. They made tons of money. The other groups haven't. And BTS will win. But honestly, winning for a best of album with three new songs. Come on.
And no tour.
No performance music videos. You know, the single was a slow song. You can't tell me that's the best male group in K-pop. I also am very disappointed to not see groups like NCT 127.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. And when you have groups like Pentagon had a killer year. We just brought them up. One Us had a killer year. Obviously, Monsta X. That's what's so hilarious about K-pop award shows. Monsta X has one of the best catalogs in all of K-pop. How many times have they won these awards?
You know, I know.
It's all political. Really one thing I've noticed here, like we noticed with every other award show nomination that came out in the past couple weeks, there's one company that all their eligible groups are always nominated. Four out of six come from the same company for best male group.
So interesting.
It is. It's fascinating. It's really fascinating, Charity. And speaking of, we've got to bring this up because I think a lot of fans will agree with us on this. Best vocal performance from a group. Vocal performance. Still Life by Big Bang. Yet to Come by BTS. Fanfare by Davichi. Polaroid Love by Enhypen. And I Love You by Winner. Stop. Just stop. You're going to do vocal performance group, and you've got groups like P1 Harmony aren't in there?
Yeah.
Interesting. To me, Still Life by Big Bang is the clear winner there, and I will not hear anything else. But, like, no shade. I like Enhypen, but you're telling me Polaroid Love was the best vocal? Polaroid Love? Come on. Nah, I hate that category so much. And you can tell, you know, there's been a lot of drama with MAMA and certain labels, specifically with SM. They kind of thought that these were rigged and they stopped showing up. A lot of their artists, like EXO, stopped coming because they thought it was rigged.
Yeah.
And a lot of SM artists don't get the flowers they deserve. Coincidence? I don't think so. But you can't do a vocal performance group. And not include some groups. NCT groups are they're amazing vocalists. Where are they? And I wouldn't have a problem. You know, 17's been nominated for tons. They've got the high push behind them, and they're having a year. Put them for vocal performance. They're some of the best singers. Like, it's just weird to me to see some of these. Interesting. I want to talk about best dance performance for male group. Okay. 127 got nominated here. NCT 127 for Two Baddies. NCT Dream for Glitch Mode. 17 for Hot, Stray Kids for Maniac, T by T, Good Boy Gone Bad, and Treasure for Jik Jin. Mm. All of these are so good. Ooh, what are your thoughts?
Stray Kids.
Well, duh.
Duh.
I mean, the most innovative, cool, interesting choreography.
Right? Yeah.
Will they win? Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't think Stray Kids will get their flowers from award shows for another year or two when they're like the dominant group in the industry.
Yeah.
So here it might go to 17 or T by T. Treasure Jik Jin. I'm happy to see that nominated because that's killer.
Yeah.
I love Hot. I love Two Baddies. Glitch Mode's cool. Well, it'll be interesting. And then girl group. You've got Tomboy from Idol, Pink Venom from Blackpink, Love Dive from IVE, Fearless from Les Serafim, Attention from New Jeans, and Feel My Rhythm from Red Velvet.
Of course, I think it'll be Blackpink, but I think it should be IVE, but I don't think it will be.
It's cool to see so many of the younger groups nominated.
Yeah.
Again, yeah. It's kind of interesting that they're from a specific label.
Yeah.
You know. We've talked about like other groups. We reviewed Dreamcatcher tonight. Think about like Billy or Everglow. There's so many good other groups that don't get their flowers and they never will. These like young groups from a big label are awarded right away. It's just a shame.
Yeah,
I think you're right. I think Pink Venom will be nominated. That Fearless choreography from Les Serafim is great. It's very memorable. And Love Dive, IVE has had the biggest year. I will say it's great to see Monsta X's label, Starship. IVE is nominated for so much. Like, they're getting love, so that's wonderful. And then, obviously, like, the big awards, those will be announced later. Like, Best Group, Best Song, Best Album. There's tons of nominees for each of them. And that'll be, like, pared down. So it'll be interesting. I'm not, like, totally angry at these nominees. Award shows are award shows. I'm happy Stray Kids got the flowers they deserve because they've had a massive year. But we all know how the show's going to go. So looking forward to the performances. There'll be awesome performances. There always are. And that's going to be kind of the highlight, I think. We'll see. Let us know your thoughts. Who didn't get nominated that really deserved it? Because we're kind of doing this off the top of our head. Sorry, this isn't like a well-researched segment. We just wanted to give our initial thoughts. But I'm interested to hear everybody else's thoughts on like who should have been nominated, who got screwed over here, and who did you think was the best. But I would have put Kian and Suho up for solo male for sure. Those were some of the best albums, just off the top of my head. Did I miss anything, Charity?
No, just more reason why we had to make our own award show.
Yeah. New York City K-pop queens, we have our own award show. The NKQ Awards will be coming your way in December. Don't worry. Don't you worry. We're finalizing plans. We've, after a lot of discussion and back and forth, we have decided not to go with the camp producers. There was conversation about it. And we thought, you know, I don't know.
Wouldn't be the best experience for everyone involved.
I think that's not what we want to do for our first in-person award show. So this year will be virtual once again. And you will be able to hear it on this platform, on the podcast. So
yes.
Look forward to the NKQ Awards. Some of our awards are fan voted. Some of them, the expert panel, Charity and I pick. The ones that we debate on and we can't like come to a consensus, that's where you guys decide. But then there's other ones where we're like, yep, this is the best song ever. And this is who deserves it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's fun.
Well, it's fun for us. And I think it's probably fun. I think it's probably fun for our listeners because, you know, we...
And award winners.
Well, it makes their life. Yeah, I mean, out of all these awards, I don't want a MAMA. I want an NKQ award. Are you kidding me? God. Who wants a MAMA when there's NKQ awards from Emily and Charity being handed out?
I know.
Well, they're more competitive. We're critical.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah.
Yeah, like Wonho should have been nominated.
Yeah.
P1 Harmony. I'm still mad about P1 Harmony. I'm a big fan of that group. I digress. All right. Woods had a really, really good release this year. There's just a lot of good groups that don't get enough attention, but that's why we're here, to give them the attention they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, look forward to the NKQ Awards. Obviously, look forward to Mama. We're going to be watching it and breaking down that whole thing. If you haven't listened to our podcast during award seasons, boy, are you in for a treat. We talk about it all. Let's move on. We're sticking with kind of current news, but we want to talk about this specifically. Whew, it has been a rough tour for the guys from Omega X. You know, we mentioned that there were issues with the tour promoter. There was a lot of unprofessional stuff going on. And a lot came to light this week that we have to talk about because it's the biggest story in K-pop, but also we need to talk about because it's absolutely inexcusable and highlights what needs to change in this industry. And if we can give a voice to the voiceless, who are these guys right now who obviously can't communicate freely, we will do that gladly. Yeah. Okay. I don't even know how to start this. So if you're not familiar with what happened, Omega X's CEO of Spire Entertainment, it's a female, and she's been on tour with them. And there's been some stories. There's been some whispering on Twitter, you know, when they were in Chile, there were witnesses that saw her berating the guys, that there were witnesses at the airport, someone's mom stepped in and tried to protect them because she was screaming in their faces and just being very abusive. There's been a lot of stories, but, you know, when people just tweet stuff, it's hard. It's not going to make like national news because it could just be a rumor. Then a tape came out, an audio tape came out of her screaming and verbally and physically assaulting a member of the group. A videotape was released the next day. So there's no allegedly, there's no rumor. Yeah. This is fact. This happened and this needs to be addressed. She's going off on Jaehan, who's like their leader. He's amazing. And she's going off on him and screaming at him and saying like he's having a panic attack. So he's crouching down and she's in his face screaming and saying like, you're always sick. If you're so sick and you can't do it, you shouldn't be an idol. And then she goes on this tangent about like, where were you guys to help me when I didn't feel good? No one was there for me. None of you. Like, what? What a psychopath. And then she like physically pushes him and drags him to the ground. It moved. This was outside a restaurant in LA. It moved to the hotel and somebody videotaped at the hotel. And one of the members, I believe it was Hanyum, pulls her back from chasing him into the elevator, hitting him. So this is on video. This isn't like a story that someone told us. This is really circulated. If you want to find it, it's not hard. Go to Twitter, social media. Everyone's posting and everyone's talking about it. The following day after this came out, she released a statement that was just absolutely bonkers, saying that after the tour, they had dinner and talked about what went well and didn't go well. And tempers flared on both sides, but they worked it out and they're excited to continue to move forward. Okay, psycho. Then the company managers and everyone flew back to Korea and they canceled the guys' flights. So they were stranded in America alone and had to call their parents. The parents had to help pay out of their own pockets to fly their kids back home.
It's disgusting.
What are your thoughts on this whole debacle, Charity?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's there's one thing that I cannot stand in life, and that is a bully. I cannot stand that. I can't stand when someone who, in order to make themselves feel better, have to treat someone else like shit. And she clearly has a lot of things going on that she needs some effing help with, because no one should treat another human being like that. I don't care how mad you are, you don't behave that way. First off, you're an adult. You're older than them already. Secondly, it's just uncalled for. It's unprofessional. Like, you're their superior. You should not be behaving that way. But also, just as a human being, you're a vile piece of shit. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it.
No, no question.
She's a vile piece of shit. If I ever saw her in person, I would probably have an assault-like thing on me, because I would probably smack her in the face and give her any, you know, a taste of her own medicine.
No question.
No question. She would not want to cross my path. I'll tell you that right now. And I feel bad for the guys because it's their company. They can't do anything at all.
Yep.
And then to be so petty to cancel their flights.
Yep.
What is wrong with you?
Yep.
If this makes you literally look like spiteful, vengeful
Again, pieces of shit. What a horrible company. Spire, you literally suck ass. You do.
Well, you and suck. Anyone who's going to be a trainee, no parent should let their kids ever go with that company.
No, don't. Ever. Don't. And someone needs to get these guys out of this contract.
But see, that's the problem. And like, I've seen so many people say, like, she needs to be fired. She needs to be fired. She's the CEO and her husband's the chairman. They're not going anywhere.
No.
So everyone drop that. She's not stepping down. Her husband who runs the whole company, the chairman, obviously isn't leaving. That's not going to happen. And then you can say, well, if I was them, I'd quit. Idols can't quit. Yeah, you're in a 7-year contract and you have to pay to leave. And the amount is hundreds of thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. It's not like a little fee. These guys can't afford to leave. They can't afford to do it. So what they have to do is hire a lawyer to fight to get out of their contract, which is very expensive. They won't be able to put out music or perform for years if they do that.
Yeah.
There's no win for this group. There really isn't. I wish it was here because another label could see it and put the money up and get them out. It doesn't work that way in Korea, unfortunately. And I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think what's going to happen is they're going to continue and maybe they'll try to get out of their contract, but I don't think they will. I think this is just what's going to happen and she will face no repercussions for it and no one will help these guys. And boy, do I hope I'm wrong because I would love to help them. But what bothers me so, so much about this woman, and there's millions of people like this around the world, unfortunately, it's so interesting how when a bad person gets in a place of power, a position of power, how quickly abuse follows.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. Yep. And that's what bothers me. She's in a position of power over these kids. And she is so abusive and mean and spiteful. The cops were called to the hotel twice here in LA. The cops were called in Chile. There's stories now circulating from people who were like, I didn't know who that crazy screaming woman was, but I saw this happen here. The whole tour sounds like it was nothing but abuse from her to the members. She was... just a horrible person, a total nightmare. And what's so, so sad is that this group was put together with members who didn't make it in other groups. The group disbanded, you know, they debuted and nothing happened, or they didn't get to debut. So these were guys that were given a second chance, and it felt like such a feel-good story. And instead, they're getting used and abused by these awful people, and they can't get out of it. And I think we have to like handle this delicately as well, because for them, this has to be the worst feeling ever. I would feel horrific if everyone saw a video of me being abused by my boss. It's embarrassing. Right? It's so, it's so awful to be in that position. And then to have everyone in the world know that you were an abuse victim is a very tough position. It shouldn't be. You shouldn't feel shame. You shouldn't feel embarrassed. But the human emotions that come with that are very complex.
Yeah.
So what these guys are going through is horrific. And all we can do is offer support and amplify our voices to condemn Spire Entertainment and condemn the CEO and the chairman and everyone that works for that company that stood around and watched this happen. Because this has clearly been happening for a long time. She's doing it in public. Imagine what it's like in private.
Right?
I will say my guess, and this is just me speculating, I have no insider knowledge. I think the video that came out was from an employee. I think it was somebody on the inside that had enough and shared the video. But more needs to be done. And I really hope and pray that these kids can get out of this contract. And if it means the end of their career, it's the end of their career, because like, it's
better for their mental health.
The problem is now, if you buy an Omega X CD, if you go to their concert, you're giving that lady money. I guarantee you the splits for these guys is probably 95% to 5%. Yeah. They're probably not making a penny. So it's hard because you want to support them, but how can you support them when your dollars are going to her, not them?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a hard position to be in. It's hard as a fan to know what to do in this situation. And I think it's been amazing to see so many people use the hashtag Protect Omega X. So many other fandoms come in and say, this is wrong. And we stand with you. I hope that those voices don't go silent and they keep it up and something positive can happen for these guys. But my blood was absolutely boiling watching that video. Yeah. Boiling. And I usually don't advocate for violence, but I'm with you, Charity. In 2 seconds, it would have gone really ugly for her. Like,
yeah,
they can't hit you back, but we can.
Oh, we sure can.
A lot of people will hit you back. I wish one of those guys would. Oh, I wish she would get a taste of her own medicine.
I know.
What an awful person. Just a terrible, terrible literally. Person. And then she said, like, well, that video was clearly from an anti fan. What are you talking about? Like, an anti fan wouldn't want to post that video. That's clearly like someone that works in your organization that just wanted delusional. To expose. I mean, this is a mentally sick person, and that's no excuse for her behavior. She should go to jail for assault. And again, I think
gaslighting she does.
Oh, what's going on behind the scenes there is uglier than any of us can imagine. Unfortunately, that's a tale as old as time in the entertainment industry. This isn't a rare occurrence. This isn't a rare occurrence in K-pop. It just hasn't happened for a while. So we haven't had, you know, a reason to talk about it. But this needs to end. This stuff needs to come to light, and this needs to end. And there's such a an imbalance in the power dynamic between companies and idols in K-pop. There's an imbalance, even the public perception, you know, the public owns them. They can't date. Like all of it, there's an ownership of these people from their fans, the public, and the companies. And it's sick and it's twisted. These are human beings. These are human beings. We're all the same. No one owns anyone. No matter what job you work, your boss doesn't own you. That company doesn't own you. And that doesn't give them an excuse to abuse you. It's disgusting. It's sick. It's wrong. I don't know what the answer is besides us just amplifying our voices to say this shouldn't have happened and this can't continue to happen. And we'll do whatever we can to help in any way we can. When I saw that they were in LA, oh my God, I just wanted to know what hotel. I'm going to come get these kids and I'm going to start a label here and you're going to be on my label and you're not going back to Korea. Like if I could have done that night, I would have, because like this just can't continue. They don't deserve it. And you know, we've talked about Omega X so many times on this podcast. Mm-hmm. We've been with them since debut. We've been cheering for them. I feel for those guys and I feel for everyone who's had to work with that woman behind the scenes. You know, there's good people on their American publicist team that are just wonderful. And they've probably had to deal with this lady and all of the issues and what's going on. And I mean, there's just a lot that's of layers of people this affects that have had to go through a lot of crap with this group. So at least it's out in the light. But now what's going to happen? It'll be very interesting. I really hope there's kind of a revolution in this industry to stop this behavior. And I'm pessimistic about it, but I hope I'm wrong. And I hope that they can get out of their contracts and live happy, healthy lives. I also hope that there's mental health support, because these boys are being traumatized 24/7. Mm-hmm. She was banging on their bedroom doors so they couldn't sleep.
What is wrong? Like,
and the one that like held her back from attacking him more in the elevator, a fan said she saw him sitting down in the lobby with a manager with his head down, like not allowed to look up or speak at like 3 a.m.
My gosh.
I mean, it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm really sad. I'm really disgusted. Yeah.
Just watch your step, lady. That's all I gotta say.
Oh my God, please. Let's have a meeting. I'd love to have a meeting.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to have a meeting.
It's like some business.
With my fist. Sorry.
Got a proposal for you.
Oh my God.
I like never, as I've gotten older, my temper has gone down quite a bit, which my friends from my younger days would laugh at because I was a hothead and I'm a tomboy and I may have been in a few scraps, just a few in my day. I'm blood boiling, ready to fight. And I think a lot of people around the world feel that way. We'll see what happens, but we stand with Omega X and we want to protect Omega X. So everyone, please keep amplifying their voices on social media. Use the hashtag. Like, I don't want this to be a trend that goes away. They need our help and they need our support. So let's continue to support them and hopefully some positive change can come from this.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. Now I'm like all fired up again. With that said, let's move on to some K-pop news. Mama nominations, Omega X, it wasn't the only news this week. Lots going on in the K-pop world, so let's get to it. SM, for the first time ever, is streaming the red carpet for their annual Halloween party. That's October 30th. The SM Halloween party looks so fun. We always talk about it. Oh my God. I want to be invited to that party. But now you can stream the red carpet live. So that's a really cool thing they're doing for fans. It's October 30th at 6:15 p.m. Korean time. So figure out the math if you want to watch it. I believe you have to be a fan club member, an SM ace or something, but you can buy it. It's not like a closed fan club where you can't get access. So don't know all the details, but for fans of SM and that Halloween party, it'll be fun. Last year's was fun. They're always fun.
Yeah.
BTS, Jungkook, and Blackpink have been nominated for People's Choice Awards. Congratulations to them. Those awards will air December 6th. Speaking of BTS, Jin will be performing his new song with Coldplay at their tour stop in Argentina. Very exciting. Cannot wait to hear that song. I have high expectations for it. I really do. I think it's going to be a great release. So looking forward to that. Congratulations to our boys, Stray Kids. They're still killing it on Billboard. As you know, they debuted number one. They didn't dramatically fall off. They're number 11 on the Billboard 200, and they're number two in album sales this week. So they're behind Taylor Swift. Like, they're killing it. Congratulations to Stray Kids. IVE did an interesting collaboration. We talked about IVE tonight. They did an interesting collaboration with the American group Lanie, L-A-N-Y. Like, they sang one of his songs or the group songs, and then he sang After Like with them. It was interesting. It was kind of like, huh, what's going on? Hmm. And it was kind of this one-off on, I forget the name of the YouTube channel. I'm so sorry, guys. It's like One on K or something like that. But you can just type it in and see it. It was interesting to see. He has a great voice. I'm a big fan of his. He writes beautiful, like, love songs and breakup songs. He has one, I think it's called Malibu or something like that. And it's about his breakup with Dua Lipa, and it's so sad. I'd be sad too if she dumped me. That's a big loss when Dua Lipa breaks up with you. But anyways, check that out if you're a fan of either of those groups. ONEUS has announced dates for their US and Latin America tour in 2023. That's exciting for all the ONEUS fans. As of now, Raven will not be participating because of scandal rumors. So we'll see if that clears or not. Lightsome announced the departure of two of their members. They're an 8-member girl group. Now they will continue with 6. Hwihyun and Jihyun are out of the group. Not sure really what happened there. That's always kind of awkward. But good luck to both of them and good luck to the group moving forward. More people leaving their groups. Dylan has left the boy group D-Crunch. Cian from TFN, he's not leaving his group, but he has to go on hiatus. He's having some hearing loss issues. So got to take care of the hearing. Just a friendly like reminder to everybody listening. Concerts are great. Screaming and freaking out for your faves is great. But as you get older, it will really affect you. If you're like us and you go to tons of concerts and you've been doing this your whole life, you get older, that ringing in your ears doesn't go away. So it's never too early to be a little nerdy and bring some earplugs to concerts. I always kind of curse myself now when I don't bring them because I plug my ears. I'm that person. But you have to protect your hearing because once that goes, you can't like get that back. And when you get that ringing thing, it's the worst. Bamgu from T-by-T left the stage for multiple songs during the group's show in Bangkok. He said he wasn't feeling well. He returned for the last song, and he's since returned to their other shows. So it seems like it was kind of a one-off, a bad night. He was ill, but luckily he's back and healthy. That's all we have for the news this week. The world of K-pop moves fast. Apologies if we missed anything. We'll be back next week. Charity, it's that time. What is your song of the week? We had some interesting stuff tonight. Dying to know what you picked.
My song of the week is Bad Liar by Kian.
I'm sticking with our man Kian. so many good songs, but I've got to go with Stardust. This is my favorite song. I'm going with Stardust. Just picturing dancing under the moon with Kian. next week we've got that new song from Jin from BTS. 10 released a single and a music video today that I'm dying to talk about. Can't wait to break this down with you next week, Charity. And we've got that old school review. We're going back to the beginning of Stray Kids. We're going to give an old school review of an early Stray Kids album. A lot to look forward to next week. You know where to find us. New episodes come out every Friday, early morning, East Coast time. Yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this journey with us. Thank you for being passionate enough about K-pop that you want to hear our opinions. It means the world to us. There's people out there that actually care what we think of this. Yeah. This is like our biggest passion. It's our biggest joy. And we're so grateful to have people listen every week that now we genuinely call friends. I've made some amazing friends through this podcast, and I know you have too, Charity. And it's just really heartwarming. The power of music cannot be understated. The power of music, we have listeners from all over the world, and we really appreciate you. We're extremely grateful to do this every week, and we're extremely grateful for those of you listening right now. So thank you for being part of this. Hope you have an amazing Halloween weekend. You enjoy the last of October. I can't believe we're into November, Charity. We're into award season. We're into holiday season. It's going too quick.
Favorite time of year.
Charity's excited. I'm like, it's going too quick. Yeah, we will be back next week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of our world, and happy Halloween, Queendom. Love you. Bye.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Be safe. Happy Halloween. Love you guys.